Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to episode 25. We're a quarter of the way to 100 of a wild yes. Podcast has appeared. The official Pokemon podcast of comicbook.com. I am one of your hosts, Jim Biscardi. And as always, I am joined by Megan Peters and Christian Hoffer. Yes. Welcome.
Hello.
Episode 25. What Pokemon are we?
That's
Oh, Pikachu. It is the most appropriate episode number for today's talk.
Yes.
Yeah, because we're going to talk all about Big Boy Pikachu, and I can't wait. If you are new to the show, we cover all things Pokemon. We're out every Thursday. If you like the Pokemon video games, if you like the card games, if you like the anime, if you like the manga, if you like Pokemon stuff, this is the show for you. So tell all your friends. If you want, you can find the show anywhere podcasts are available, iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, etc. If you leave us a five-star review on iTunes and we read it on the air towards the end of the show, you get to win a free comicbook.com t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. Nice.
Done.
It's a great week. There's beginnings, there's endings, all sorts of fun stuff. And we got big... It's great because sometimes this never happens. Sometimes we don't get the Sword and Shield news before we record. Mm-hmm. Today, we got the Sword and Shield news before we recorded. So I appreciate that very greatly. Thank you, Pokemon Company.
They must be listening.
They finally, like, changed their release schedule. Crap. We really need to make sure we're on a wild podcast has appeared. We gotta start putting this stuff out in the morning. Mm. Otherwise, no one will talk about it until for a whole week.
Exactly. It's good to know. Good to know you're listening, guys. Hi.
We break the show up into three parts. And I'm getting better at remembering it's three parts. First part, we go through a quick news rundown. Second part, we do a deep dive. Third part, fan favorite segment of the show, Christian's Pokemon fact of the week. You guys
Is
ready?
Is it going to scar me, Hopper?
It probably will. This one even horrified me.
Oh, that's when you know it's bad, when it like shakes him.
So we'll start on a bit of a dour note, so that way we can build up
yes.
to the fun.
Yes.
The Pokemon manga's ending.
I know. It is. 23 years.
23, that is a long time.
That's a very long time.
Let's be clear here. This isn't the Pokemon manga that everyone here in the U.S. reads. Pokemon Adventures is still going on. You won't see any interruption in that coverage. We're talking about the original Pokemon manga, which is like six types of screwed up.
Yeah, so this is the original Pocket Monsters manga. It came out in 1996. It was up there originally with the games. It focuses on Red and Clefairy, which, yeah. you know, because originally, for those who've listened to the podcast, Clefairy was supposed to be kind of the icon for yep. Pokemon.
Clefairy was Pikachu, going to be Pikachu at once.
Pikachu slid in those DMs and got that opportunity first. But yeah, it's ending after 23 years. The last chapter went up actually yesterday in Japan. It kind of came out of nowhere, but also the readership has just kind of been flailing for that series in comparison to something like Pokemon Adventures here in the United States. So it's ending, but the next day they announced we're starting a new manga. So everyone was sad for like a day, and then they were like, but wait, there's more. So this manga is specifically for the new
what anime have been some of the weirdest highlights of this manga?
Well, Pikachu pooped.
We have poo, we have decapitations.
We saw Red's
Yeah, I forgot we saw
it. Yeah, there's been some like
Christian
weird
family show.
Yes. There's been some weird like censorship of like Misty and all, not even Misty, like underage girls. That was really uncomfortable. Yeah. A lot of really gnarly Pokemon deaths, mm-hmm. basically.
Yeah.
Like, the one everyone thinks of is like Arbok getting decapitated or whatever.
Well, that's Pokemon Adventures. That's
well,
that not
is Pokemon Adventures. You're right.
I was about to say, yeah, that one and that Arbok grew back.
Yeah, you know Pokemon Adventures put that in. You know Pokemon Adventures put that in because they saw some of the other gruesome deaths that Pocket Monsters was getting away with. They were like, at the very least, we could do this. But yeah, Pokemon Monsters was just kind of weird. It's just something that you read and you're like, I don't understand what's happening.
I mean, it's really it's a bit of a divergent take, but if you're a Pokemon fan, and it's definitely something I recommend you going to check out, because it is so
weird.
Yes, and good luck finding it, because it's very difficult to read here in the United States. The translations aren't great sometimes, but
I can't imagine why. I mean, you know, I'm shocked personally when the Pokemon craze was hitting. And they're like, you know, and like Viz and all the other manga companies were out there like, we want to take some of these Pokemon mangas. And we have a choice between Pokemon Adventures, which has widely been hailed as the closest in conception to what the Pokemon franchise actually should be. And oh, look, here is a manga in which Pikachu poops giant turds in rivers. Yeah. And like, they're huge. I mean, this is not like,
It's like half his body weight.
It was. It's so freaking weird.
Yeah. So it's ending. So for better or for worse, it's gone. And then next month in November, they're going to be starting a new manga that is specifically like based on the new Pokemon anime that's coming out that will follow Generation 8 in the Galar region with Ash and Go. We don't know much about it, but we know it's going to exist. Mm-hmm. So we're excited to see that. It doesn't seem like it'll be as divergent as the Pocket Monsters manga. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see how the licensing shakes up in the U.S. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll get a pretty solid translation in licensing.
I imagine.
We should. Yeah, Viz will do good.
Viz is on point these days.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, sadness, but also rebirth. That's basically what the manga did. It faked you out, said, we're over, and then, no, we're coming back. We're still good, so.
It's going to be interesting, I think, to see now. They've kept the manga lines pretty contained.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I can see them wanting to, like, where one ended, one begins, but I can see them potentially wanting to do more. And I think I would like to see them start other adventures in the book, but I don't.
Well, so Pokemon Adventures, you know, that's all a long, you know, each arc is standalone, but at the same time, you know, the characters do cross over. Like, we've seen Red like a dozen times, like Ruby and Sapphire are in a relationship now. You know, they do callbacks. Like, heck, you know, I think like Red and Blue came back in the most recent Sun and Moon manga, if I recall correctly. So, you know, they pop up. But yeah, what I'm kind of curious about is, so in the, you know, there's a manga called Black Clover, and in Black Clover, you know, they've incorporated other elements. So in the manga, for instance, you know, they brought in characters that first appeared in like the visual novel or the light novels or in the anime first, and then they later like incorporated it, and so it forms like one official, like kind of like quasi official canon. And so I'm a little bit curious if they start doing something like that, since this new manga is going to follow the anime, or maybe it's going to be an adaptation, or maybe characters will be bouncing back and forth. So that's what I'm kind of curious to see, is if this is a way to kind of, especially as this new anime series is going to focus on all eight generations, you know, they're going to be bouncing from region to region. Who knows, like, how many characters we'll get focused on? Like, are we going to see characters from previous generations come back? You know, I mean, you can't really go back to the Alola region and not say hi to, like, all your friends, you know?
Yeah.
That's what I'm curious about, is if this new manga will kind of, like, expand upon the world that we're seeing in the new anime series.
Yeah, that's very much what, I mean, you mentioned Black Clover. For anyone who does manga, the Boruto manga and the Boruto anime, it's the sequel to Naruto, the official one. They're vastly different. The anime has not covered a single arc that the manga has covered. it's very different. So the manga in this case is usually considered the strict canon, and the anime has done separate things. I'd be curious to see if Pokemon reverses that, because in Japan, Boruto is super, super successful, and its differentiated stories really help sell both of them. So if they're trying to up manga sales in the wake of Pocket Monsters, it wouldn't be a bad idea for them to try to copy what Boruto's done.
Yeah.
So
for sure.
Curious to see.
I just want my Lieutenant Surge.
Never happened.
Just the one shot.
I just want to see him again.
Well, hey, maybe there.
You can in Pokemon Masters.
Stop. I already got him, and then I stopped playing the game. It was the only thing I wanted, and then I stopped.
That was your only reach goal.
Yeah, basically. All right, let's move on to Pokemon Go. Halloween event has started, and it's so appropriate because last week we talked about some of the Halloween gear that the Pokemon Center was putting out, including the little mini plush keychain things. And sure enough, they showed up in the Halloween event. Christian, when did you get the details?
So the event actually starts it's tomorrow for us. It's today when you guys listen to this.
Yes.
So you'll be able to get costumed versions of Pikachu, Bulbasaur, Squirtle, and Charmander wearing their current Halloween gear. The three starter Pokemon will only be available in raids. Presumably they're level 1 raids, so most players shouldn't have a problem getting those. Pikachu, who's wearing his Mimikyu costume, will be available in the wild. Darkrai is making an appearance in raids, if I recall correctly. Darkrai's coming in raids. So they're coming back with a new chance to capture Spiritomb, which is a spooky ghost Pokemon that was the subject of last year's Halloween event. So, lots of good time. Oh, and also, you know, lots and lots of candy. You get double candy for doing just about everything.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty nice.
Last week, we also announced that one lucky winner or one lucky listener was going to win. Squirtle in a top hat.
Yeah, we got a lot of people tweeting
keychain.
At us.
Yeah, we did.
And I put it all into the randomizer. And Justin Gresham, FreshGresh48 on Twitter, is our lucky winner. So hit us up on Twitter when you hear this, and we will get that out to you. Maybe we'll even send you a shirt, too.
Maybe some candy.
Listen to the show. Maybe we can get free stuff.
Maybe we can splurge for some candy, like a single Tootsie Roll.
I wouldn't trust candy I got in the mail.
Not even from you?
I mean, even...
Man,
I mean,
you just
sure.
really don't
I mean,
have
I know
luck
it's. I know it's... I mean, it would be safe from us, but I still wouldn't trust candy in the mail. Mm. It's just those years of...
You've been hurt?
My grandparents and parents just being like, well, open candy? Nope. Gone.
There's razors inside every single one of those.
There are needles and razors and drugs, basically.
So much hard drugs.
So it's continuing on the Pokemon Go front. We talked about it last week, and it looks like it is a thing that is happening.
Yeah.
It is.
A pay-to-catch event, but there is a glimmer of hope.
Yeah, so this is, I mean, okay, so they formally announced the pay-to-go, the Regigigas event.
Mm-hmm.
It takes place November 2nd, so you have to buy the event ticket, and you have to, like, do it starting on November 2nd. So you only have, like, an 8-hour window in which to start the event. And it involves raid battles against the different legendary golems, which will be available basically only for that weekend. So you'll have to, like, capture them or battle them. It's a little unclear. And, you know, so by paying $7.99, you get this ticket, you do the event, you get an encounter with Regigigas. So, you know, it's a pay-to-catch Pokemon. However, as we kind of predicted, there is an alternative way for either people who are busy on November 2nd and won't be able to start the event or don't want to pay $8 for this Pokemon. Regigigas will be the next EX raid boss. So, you know, just like Mewtwo or Deoxys' other form or Deoxys' other form, you know, it's going to be in there as an EX raid boss. So that's, you know, I think that's a good compromise. It makes sense, you know. So
do you think it will be harder to catch him in an EX raid?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, it's going to be either a 2%, it'll probably be a 6% chance. Yeah. Because that's how EXs have typically gone. While the Regigigas encounter that you do through the special raid attempt, you will end with that Pokemon. You're paying $8 for a Pokemon.
But if you pay $8 and then slip up...
You don't start the event.
you miss out.
And it's non-refundable. So you have to start the event between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. local time.
So not only do you have to pay, but you got to do the work and on time.
Yeah. So it's interesting to see how this goes. It's basically, it's in the vein of Pokemon Go Fest, you know, like I don't necessarily have like a big issue with this. This isn't the first time they've done something like this. I mean, you have to pay $20 to go to Pokemon Go Fest plus hotel plus travel, you know, and you get early access to Mew or Celebi or Jirachi. You know, so this isn't new from that perspective. I mean, this is a cheaper variant of it when you think of it that way, because you don't have to pay for airplane tickets. You don't have to pay for all this other stuff. All you have to do is find a group that you can do raids with, because you have to battle like Regirock and Regice and Registeel.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is more accessible to people who can't travel or don't want to travel or something like that, even aside from just the cost part of it.
Yeah.
The one thing is, like, if they're going to do it, the 8-hour window is kind of weird. I understand it's probably just like coding, scheduling, and Niantic thing. It's more like production, but I'm not like upset about it. The one thing I hate is that when it becomes available later on, it's an EX raid.
Yeah.
So, well, here's the real question. Which one are you going to do, if you care at all?
Considering I have never gotten luck at EX raids to be invited or to or to win them, I would be willing to pay the $8 if I had the $8, but I just adopted a cat, so all of my discretionary funds right now are going to cat toys. I would pay for it if I was the hardcore player and a completionist with my Pokedex. So
if as long as I don't have like something else going on that day, I'll do it just for the sake of trying it. You know, my neighbors play Pokemon Go, you know, they're 8 and 6. So, you know, like
your little gang walking around the neighborhood.
Yeah, they think, well, they're you know, their mom tells me all the time, they think I'm like the coolest person in the world. And so they go and play, the three of them, you know, the mom and the two kids will go and play Pokemon Go together. So, you know, they have it on their mom's phone and then they go and walk around the neighborhood. So I'll probably see if they want to go and do something for this, if they're free that day. You know, if not, it's not the end of the world. I have a friend who does EX raids on the rig. So, you know, I can get an invite to these if I wanted to. But, you know, like I'm more like curious to see how it goes. Yeah. Like,
if it was a different Pokemon, I'm not like the biggest Regigigas fan. And so,
well, that's because it's a joke Pokemon. It's a normal type Pokemon. It doesn't do anything.
Right, but it also doesn't even. I mean, I wouldn't even say it doesn't even look that cool.
None of the golems do.
They don't. Like, what I'm saying. Like, if it was just, even if it was a cooler looking Pokemon or a cooler, better Pokemon in general, I think I'd be a bit more excited about it.
Yeah.
But having this be it, I'm just like, meh. Yeah.
Like, if this was like Shadow Lugia, which is coming, hopefully, I would 100% sign up for it. So, I mean, I think this is like their flyer. Like, let's see basically how much money we can make on this, and if this is something that the community doesn't reject,
and can we and get there's, the mechanics to work?
Because they really don't want to screw up an actual like cool Pokemon.
Yeah, I was gonna say, if it was Shadow Lugia, they know their servers would be overloaded with people paying hand over foot to get that Pokemon. This Pokemon, they're like, all right, realistically, we could make more money, but let's test run it with this Pokemon, make sure it works, still make money, and then do the actual run later on. So I can understand that. If it was Shadow Lugia, there would be no doubt in my mind. It would 900% be time. I would just go get some paper bags, let my cat play with that. Just go crawl in that for a little bit. Your mom needs to go out and get this Pokemon.
So, like I said, I think it'll be really interesting. I'm really curious to see if they say at all, like, how many were caught or how much, you know, money they made on this. Like, that. Those are all super interesting. And again, it's like one of those things. One of the things we keep saying about Pokemon Go is Niantic is putting new things out there, trying new things, trying to keep the game interesting, and you know, I appreciate something like this. I just wish it was for something a little bit cooler. For me, if there's giant Golem fans out there, or you know, not Geodude Golem, because number one Geodude Golem fan right here, but you know, giant Regigigas fans and whatever, like, then I'm happy for you. Just gonna be a no for me, dog.
Yeah, it's a no for me until we get like Shadow Lugia. Or any of the new Gigantamax Pokemon we're going to talk about later in the podcast.
Oh my god, yeah.
All right, we'll go. Let's talk about the new anime details.
Yeah, we got.
And then we'll talk about the Pokemon shirts for a bit, and then we'll take a break, go into our deep dive, and continue on.
Yeah. The show. Well, hey, we got some new characters announced for the Pokemon anime. Spoiler alert: one of them is a Kanto professor.
Ooh.
Professor Oak is shaking. I know they're from different towns. There's Pallet Town. This new Pokemon professor's name is Professor Sakura Guy or Saku Guy. I can't remember how to say it right now.
It's Professor will get changed to a tree name for the English translation.
Yeah, Sakura. Yeah. So that's him. He's from Vermilion City. He seems to be like the new Kanto professor. So that's definitely confirming we will be in Kanto for a decent majority of time if we don't just start out in the Kanto region. If Ash doesn't decide after Sun and Moon anime is completely done and the finale to be like, you know what? It's time to go home.
I'm going to go home.
It's time to go see my mom, Mr. Mime, see how they're all doing. I know I just saw him recently, but like, how's home doing? It's been years. Creepy.
His mom and Mr. Mime are like at the finals.
Yeah, they were there.
Yeah, I was about to say they were there celebrating, you know, their child's, you know, victory.
Yeah, so there's going to be a new professor. So it seems like Ash will probably at some point go to Vermilion City and meet this professor. Also, this professor has a daughter who will be like, so far as we understand, the main female lead. Her name is Koharu, and so she is from Kanto, but her starter Pokemon is a Yamper. So,
she didn't catch that in Vermilion.
Yeah, she did not get that in Vermilion City. And if she did, there's some illicit Pokemon trading going on, or somebody let their
Maybe
Yamper
she studied
loose.
Abroad.
Maybe. Well, you know, well, she's like 10. So,
my guess is that this new female character with her electric type dog is being established to replace the clearly inferior electric type gym leader from Vermilion City. Wow. I can't remember what his name is, but he's pretty useless.
Dang.
He's pretty useless. I'm pretty sure the cute corgi that collects Pokeballs is a more effective Pokemon.
This writes itself. The cute corgi that collects Pokeballs will pick a Voltorb up in its mouth. And it will self-destruct, and everyone will be sad. But Jim,
no. What will actually happen is the Yamper will pick up the Voltorb, throw it back at Lieutenant Surge, and then they just flash forward 3 months later and never speak of it again.
The gym's vacated. There's just a help wanted sign outside. But yeah, so these are like the two.
He is a hero.
Lieutenant Surge?
We don't know that. We don't know that. We don't even know if he's an actual lieutenant.
He could be
for all we know,
he could be
this
like,
is like
Captain Crunches.
Yeah. He's not
where's his papers? I need
Lieutenant might be his actual first name. You know?
Lieutenant is just his first name.
It's on his birth certificate.
Yeah.
And he just went with it.
Yeah, so maybe that'll happen. Maybe Koharu will become Lieutenant Surge's protege. We will see. But yeah, those are the two new characters. Koharu is said to be like a childhood friend of Go, so maybe she did spend time with her father in the Galar region. That's where she got Yamper, and now they've since come to the Kanto region, and that's how Ash learns there's been this other country the whole time. Right. He was like, what? What do you mean? There's the Galar region? So yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. We're coming down close to the anime's debut, November 17th. So
I'm excited for it.
I'm excited. Me it too. Sounds like it's going to be interesting, especially now that they're focusing so much on these Kanto new original characters. I'm very curious. Also, I would just like to see Professor Oak again.
Yeah.
I just need to see him.
Well, that's what I'm curious to see. Like, you know, will this new professor and Professor Oak be right? I mean, I know all of the professors are like one big, weird, happy family.
Yeah.
But I would love it if Professor Oak had a rival.
I know. Especially if, like, Sakurai has, like, a British accent or something. And he's like, immediately, you're cooler than me. You have an accent.
I am a little disappointed that, you know, like Ash's new second father isn't like coming with him. Like, you know, like that's like the one thing I will genuinely miss about Sun and Moon is like Ash for the first time ever has a real family.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like it's like he's got a real dad and a real mom, and now he's battling his dad. And it's all like, you know, very like loving. He's finally being given the nurturing. And that, by the way, is why he won the Pokemon League. Because his parents actually cared.
Dang. Hoffer coming in here spitting hot truth.
I mean, I buy it for sure. Mm-hmm. But also, that's really sad.
Yeah. Again, you start
the running theme of the Pokemon podcast.
Well, hey, we'll see. Maybe this new Kanto professor will be like a second dad. Maybe he's Ash's actual dad who left the family, went to the Galar region,
got remarried,
family, a second wife, came back home, wanted to find his son. Ash now
sees his wife with Mr. Mime, and then it all goes downhill.
Yeah, he comes home, expects the welcoming, Ash's mom, checking up with the mime.
Oh, Lord.
There we go.
All right, before we take our break, hold on, I gotta step away from the mic for 1 second.
We have a special treat for anyone who likes clothing.
Well, so we've been talking about these shirts for a bit, and so I reached out to the folks at Original Stitch, and they're hooking up Team Wild Puckus has appeared sort of in style. So if you're listening to this, we're gonna do our best to describe is the word I'm looking for. I know English, I swear. Some of these patterns, because some of the patterns are very cool. A lot of you on Twitter have sent me the patterns and some of the shirts that you guys are looking at doing. I just want to put mine together because they're really freaking cool. Mm-hmm. This one starts out with a Starmie, but I'm just going to show. Some of my favorite ones have been the Charizard fabric. It's Charmeleon fabric.
Yeah.
It's a little busy, but I think it's pretty cool. The Charizard one is way more it's way more understated for what I would imagine a Charizard shirt.
It's kind of like whimsical.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like a white background with like a very kind of abstract watercolor impressionist take of Charizard flying across in patterns.
I like what they've done with the Kakuna one.
That one cracks me up.
I hate that one. It's like a very ugly black and white paisley print. Sure,
but I love that all the Pokemon to make, a paisley print, Kakuna is definitely the best one.
And it fits.
The Butterfree one is also pretty cool. It's a little busy, but I can see someone wearing it. And the cool thing about these is like you can get the whole shirt if you just want to put a pocket in to just get the pocket to have some of the fabric.
Yeah.
But I could definitely see, you know, someone wearing, you know, this Butterfree one.
Yeah. And there's fabric for all the original Generation 150, like one Pokemon. And they're all in stock right now.
They are all in stock. But when I looked at like a week ago, like the Metapod one was oddly out of stock.
Yeah.
And I imagine that was probably just because like they maybe only had X amount of Metapod fabric that's enough to make one shirt.
And
someone ordered it. Parasect was sold out at some point this week.
Yeah.
That one actually looks really cool.
Good one.
Yeah.
This is a very cool one. I kind of hate that it's Parasect because, I mean, it's Parasect.
Yeah.
But it's a very, very cool.
I really like the Primeape one. I think it's down in the bottom left corner, the explosive one. Because it looks like a comic book shirt, but when you look at the explosions are like Primeape's face, and then he's giving his standard, like, angry snort. I really like that one.
So, Christian, which one are you getting?
I'm debating between either Bulbasaur or Magikarp. Like, I really... Like, the bulbs are, like, you know, so I'm going to be getting a Hawaiian t-shirt. So that's the reason why. So, you know, Bulbasaur does have, like, you know, so I was, like, looking at, like, good, like, natural themes. And, like, you know, Bulbasaur makes sense because, you know, me. but, you know, this Magikarp one, I just absolutely adore.
The Magikarp.
For a Hawaiian shirt.
It's pretty great.
Yes.
Yeah, like, that is, you know, like.
Are you doing Vaporeon?
I'm feeling either Vaporeon or Jolteon, because the Jolteon one is so cool.
The Jolteon,
yeah, that one's very cool. That's pretty cool.
I love the Jolteon so much. It's got little lightning bolts, little Jolteon action.
We do need to go and quickly show the Lickitung one.
It's obscene.
Now, Christian, you when these first were announced, you said this was the one you were getting.
Well, yeah, I said if comic book, I was going to go and try to get comicbook.com to pay for a Lickitung shirt, because that thing is hilarious. I love it to death.
It is pretty great.
It's like a weird Rolling Stones album cover. Nightmare. Yeah.
Of all ones, the Pikachu one is surprisingly also very understated.
The Pikachu and the Eevee one are almost identical with like their faces and their positioning. Yep. It's just, I guess they were like, we don't have to do much else for
the Arbuckle.
I think they went with these like really kind of like quiet, understated ones for like some of the more popular ones. Bulbasaur, Charizard, Pikachu, Eevee, you know, ones that they knew, like, you know, those are going to be like the popular ones, and they want them to be available for the widest amount of situations. I mean,
I can see that.
Like, you know, like that's the thing. Like, for instance, like, no one in their right mind is going to, like, do, like, I don't know, like a Geodude or a Golem.
Stop it. First of all, okay, we'll take a look at the Geodude one. Geodude one, I'm not a huge fan of the Geodude one.
It's a weird, it almost looks like it's floral from, like, afar. And then you get in close.
And it's just got, like, a weird fan
climbing on them. It's got people climbing up the Geodude.
They're bouldering the Geodudes.
Tennis ball.
The one I'm getting is the Graveler one.
See that? I will say I really that like is this one. Pretty cool. Like I do like really how good. So many of the fabrics, like the Pokemon, are just kind of like hidden in there. Like for those of you who are listening to this, this is kind of like a geometric design.
Mm-hmm.
So it almost looks like one of those what's it called? The third type of carbon structure.
I know what you're talking about.
Like, you know, so it's someone's going to correct me, but it looks like one of those. And then, like, hidden every once in a while is a Graveler.
Yep. Mm-hmm. With his arms sticking out, his eyes peeking at you. And so my goal here was going to do, I'm going to do the Graveler pattern. But what I'm going to do is, hold on. I'm going to.
Oh, for it's my, called a, really the, quick. Yep. It's called a Buckminster Fullerene or a Buckyball.
Okay. Buckyball. Captain America approves.
I'm putting the Graveler as my main pattern, and then I'm gonna do Golem right there in under the cuffs, because I like getting long sleeve shirts, but I never wear them as long sleeve shirts. I always roll the sleeves up, and so I thought this would be a cool way to just sort of add a little accent to it. It's a very camo design with some Graveler, or not Graveler, some Golems popping out and some rolling out. Mm-hmm. That is definitely the shirt I'm going for.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm excited because I think it's going to be great. I also have to say. The Voltorb fabric is brilliant.
Yeah.
For like the understated, like it's a bunch of Pokeballs, and then sometimes there's a Voltorb in there.
Yeah.
That is easily one of my favorites. I love that one two bits. And then there was one other one.
They're just so clever.
This the Mew one is actually pretty cool. Because this looks like a shirt that our own very own Brandon Davis owns already. That's kind of like a cameo tie dye whatnot.
Yeah.
But this just is that in Mew shapes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's so super cool.
So yeah. So I'm excited to get mine. We will wear it on the show when it gets here. The Snorlax fabric is also very very cool.
The Snorlax fabrics is so cute.
Yep, I love it. It's got little Pikachus climbing on them.
Yeah.
So
that's my favorite part.
So check them out if you got them. Some of the fabrics are. If you want to find one and the fabric is not available, check back in a week or so.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be back in stock for all you Metapod fans out
there. There's all sorts of sizes, all sorts of cuts. Yep,
all sorts of cuts. There's a sort of more relaxed fit, slim fit. You can get it long sleeve, short sleeve. So
yeah, very customizable. So very much worth it.
So they, I mean, if Original Stitch doesn't make a S ton of money from this promotion, I don't.
Yeah.
Pokemon fans will have failed them. all right, when we get back, we are going to talk about the new Sword and Shield news. There's a lot to talk about because we got a big boy Pikachu. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Hey Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Oh boy. Kind of loved these reveals.
Yeah.
These were hilarious.
These were great. So if you missed it, Pokemon Company put out a new video showcasing some new Gigantamax forms, which is different from Dynamax.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamax is just normal Pokemon, a little bit bigger. Gigantamax is...
little bit bigger. We're talking... they're 50 foot tall, Jim.
Gigantamax is basically Mega Evolution of... of the Dynamax form.
Yeah.
They're huge and different.
So of the ones we got Meowth, Charizard, Pikachu, and Eevee.
And Butterfree.
Right. How could I forget Butterfree?
One who everyone
right.
forgets.
Of course.
There's a reason for it.
These were really, really, really cool. We'll just start with everyone's favorites, and then we'll go around and sort of talk about the rest. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the one that everyone is talking about, and my favorite, is the Pikachu one.
Yeah.
Because he is big, he looks like his original, look, where he was a bit chunkier, and it's just so great. The weird thing about this one, though, is his tail becomes an actual lightning bolt. I guess one of the things when these Pokemon get Gigantamaxed, clouds start like kind of form around them a bit because they're so big. It shows you how big they are. And so the lightning bolt, like actual lightning that is now Pikachu's tail, goes up into one of those, which I thought was pretty clever.
Yeah.
But also it's like really weird and thin though, which is fine. But it's just a thing that totally stood out to me because you've got this big plushy Pikachu and his tiny little squiggly tail.
Yeah. He has been skipping tail day at the gym.
My favorite would be Gigantamax Meowth. And it looks
wacky,
like a giant...
flip.
Yeah, it's a Bailey Buddy. So, you know, the Bailey Buddies from the WWE, you know, now that they have gotten let go by Bailey, have found a second job as Gigantamax Meowth. But there's two reasons why I love it. The first one is, not only is this like long tube cat, so in the description for it, it's like, Meowth loves shiny objects. And by the way, now that it's 108 feet tall, it likes to use skyscrapers as scratching posts. And it's like, this behavior can cause considerable damage, such as wearing down the exterior walls and breaking windows. And I just think it's hilarious to see this, like, tube cat, like, going, like, ham on, like, you know, like, a skyscraper. That just cracks me up. And the other thing is, its Gigantamax move, its G-Max move, is Gold Rush, which is basically, you know, just... hands the player a big bag of cash. So, like, basically, like, you know, there's this big fountain of gold, and at the end of the battle, you get a ton of money.
So it's like Payday, but on steroids.
Yes, exactly. And that just cracks me up. It's just like, oh, and if you're short on cash, use Meowth.
Yeah. Whoever made that Gigantamax just watched a ton of long cat meme videos.
Yeah, that's like, exactly what it was.
Oh, man. My favorite, so it's a combo pair because I refuse to separate them, is the Gigantamax, Charizard, and Butterfree because, and I say this together, Charizard looks baller. I know we've gotten various Charizard looks over the year, but
this is a very, very cool Charizard.
He's huge. He's got
flame wings.
He has flame wings. He has flame like collar. His belly glows with
kind of
fire.
He kind of reminds me.
Looks, he's Godzilla. He's burning Godzilla.
Well, he reminds me of what's his face from My Hero.
Yeah, Endeavor.
He reminds me of Endeavor.
Yeah, he's like fiery Charizard Endeavor. Yep. But he looks very much like Burning Godzilla, which is a famous mm-hmm. form of Godzilla. Then they went ahead
also
and said,
featured in King of the Monsters. If you haven't seen that this summer, yes. Go check it out.
It was amazing. Good. I give it a great review. But because if you have Godzilla, you have to have the Queen of the Monsters too, which is Mothra. And they were like, what Generation 1 character could we use to do that? Butterfree. So the Butterfree, I know she's not a moth, get over it, but the Butterfree evolution gives Butterfree these like Mothra green and like white glowing wings mm-hmm. and has like the colorful yellow purple body and like she's gorgeous. So they're very much like a pair together, which is amazing because like Godzilla and all those kaiju films in Japan originally did inspire the Pokemon franchise, the people who were creating the mm-hmm. games. They were like, what mm-hmm. if we had kaijus, but smaller? And now they've just now they've just reversed it. And they're like, what if we had Pokemon, but kaiju sized?
What if, if we just had kaiju? Just yeah. kaiju.
Yeah, so I love those paired together.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, go ahead.
There's a little bit of backlash, though, because everyone's upset that these are all Gen 1 Pokemon.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So there's a specific reason why these particular Pokemon were revealed today. Today is Game Freak's 30th anniversary.
Mm.
So this is part of they're also rolling out their new non-Pokemon game, and they're like doing some video stuff. But this, you know, they revealed these five Pokemon because it was part of a way of acknowledging their tradition and also. Anyone who complains, like, listen, the Gen 1 Pokemon are always going to get special attention. That's just the reality. You know why? Because everyone knows them. I mean, like, you know, that is like complaining like, oh, man, like, I'm just so upset that the Beatles are headlining again. You know, like, you know, it's like that. It's like, oh, why does ESPN play so much, you know, so many Red Sox Yankees games? Because they're the most recognizable franchises in baseball. Why do we get so many like LeBron James games on national television? Because he's the best basketball player in the world. Why don't we ever see Lieutenant Surge? Because he's not.
Wow.
Anyway, so see wow.
I thought we were done thought we were done with the Lieutenant Surge hate session, and you found a way.
I'm
like, where is he going with this? And sure enough,
we're here.
just an elaborate.
If anyone would like to be the third host of a wild podcast has appeared, please send reels and resumes to editor@comicbook.com. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with Hoffer. My mom knows Butterfree. If I showed my mom a picture of Mimikyu, she'd be like, that's a garbage can or something. like she wouldn't understand. And I would be immensely hurt because I love Mimikyu. But that's just the reality of it. That's who we grew up with. There's the nostalgia factor, there's the popularity.
To be fair, the Pokemon Company is doing its damnedest to make sure people recognize what Mimikyu is, because he has mm-hmm. he has been the Halloween spokesperson for the Pokemon Company all month this month.
For several years, yeah.
And he is just they're trying.
Yeah.
Well, and this is not a knock on other generations of Pokemon anything like that. And I'm confident that we'll get more Gigantamax forms in the game. Like, I don't think that we're only getting 8 Gigantamax Pokemon, especially as 3 of these Pokemon you can't even get, like, normally in the game.
Yeah, you know, that's special ways you get them.
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, so we're not only getting 6 Gigantamax forms. I mean, there are a ton of Mega Evolution Pokemon in Pokemon X and Y. You know, and this is just another form of that. So, like, you know, everyone just needs to chill out. I mean, I understand the frustration. I do. But, you know, let's, like, save a little bit of our anger until the games actually come out.
Yeah, let's just kind of know that.
I will say what we should do is, or we should mention is, Meowth is a pre-order, not a pre-order bonus, an early purchase bonus.
Not
so base.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, if you buy the game early on in its on sale window, so from November to January, right?
You have to play the game between its release date and January 15th. Okay. So it will be available as a mystery gift. And, you know, if you pay attention to Pokemon or to our website, comicbook.com, we will have an article on exactly how you can do that after the game comes out. It will be available as a mystery gift via the internet for the first 2 months of the game. So that's how you get that one. And for Pikachu and Eevee, if you have play records of Pokemon Let's Go Pikachu or Pokemon Let's Go Eevee, you will be able to get those Pokemon, these special Pokemon, into your game. So these are specific Pokemon. Not all Pikachu can Gigantamax. Not all Eevees can Gigantamax. You need to get these specific special Pokemon through these assorted methods.
Yep.
Yes, which makes me very happy because me and my boyfriend, we share a copy of Let's Go Eevee and Let's Go Pikachu, so I'll be great. But I went to a store yesterday that was like sell secondhand video games. And I saw so many copies of those games because I guess they finished me playing them. They were done with the replayability and want to trade. And I was like, you're going to wish you had those. You're going to need to come and buy those back. Because if you want these Gigantamax creatures, you're going to need to keep your game a little bit longer.
For sure. It's a pretty small update for Sword and Shield, but still a very, very fun one, at least from a visual standpoint. You can see the Charizard and the Pikachu one in the album art for this week's episode. Otherwise, head on over to comicbook.com to see the rest.
Mm-hmm.
Before we get to the Pokemon Fact of the Week, I do want to take a chance. We haven't done this in a while, so I want to do it, make sure we have time to do it. Barrel through some podcast reviews from you, the listeners. If you go to iTunes, leave us a 5-star review, and we read it on the air, we will send you a comicbook.com t-shirt. The only thing you got to do is let us know that we read your review. So you can either hit us up on Twitter, at Jim Viscardi, at
MegaPeterCB on Twitter.
Or Seahawks.
Or CBus.
Or send an email to editor@comicbook.com. Letting us know that you are the person whose review we read, and we will get that out to you. We have our envelopes, we have... all our, you know, we can make labels faster now. We have all our shirts in, so they will go out much, much faster than they did last time. So, I'm pretty sure we read this one, but I can't remember if he emailed us or not yet. So I'm going to read it again because it was a very good one. It's from Garrigan DeGod, my favorite podcast. This is the best podcast I've ever listened to. I'm really hoping for the t-shirt. I'll give one to Hoffer once Geodude is actually cool. Sorry, Jim. Thanks for being awesome. So sounds like if this were Christian, he ain't ever getting a t-shirt because this dude thinks Geodude will never be cool. But
I think Hoffer could deal with it just knowing that we have yet another person on our team.
Exactly.
Another one from Jackson ID13, headline: great show, great hosts, great jokes, great content, great show. I started a new job recently. When I came across your podcast, I binged all of your episodes in my office, and it made the workday breeze by. I look forward to hearing you guys every Thursday and hearing you crack down on Geodude. I need to read them. Great choices of favorite Pokemon, but of course, none of them compare to Growlithe. Growlithe is a great choice.
Growlithe is an amazing choice.
Growlithe is solid.
Forever.
Thank you, Jackson ID13. Maybe. this one is from B.Low. Headline: great show. I've only been listening to this podcast for 1 month, but it's been a blessing as it is entertaining and hilarious, making my morning commutes to work a bit bearable. Love the hosts, especially Hoffer. Did I spell his name right? Yes, you did. Hey. Anyway, the best part of the show is the Pokemon facts section. Keep them coming. Thank you, B.Low.
We will.
Or barrel through two more of these. Next one's JStump87. Headline: I don't know if there's a backhanded compliment. Pleasantly surprised. I've been a comicbook.com fan for a while, but never got into the podcast love until I saw this was a thing. I immediately downloaded all the available episodes and binged them all within a week. I am thrilled to have something to look forward to every Thursday. I love the in-depth news breakdown. My only suggestion is you guys should do one of two things: get the man a t-shirt, or get some awesome intro music for the Poke Effect. Keep being awesome, you guys. Hashtag Umbreon for life. Also, very good choice.
I accept all evolutions.
I am going to get with Brittany and Rich and the rest of the video and audio team here and see if we can get a jingle for the Pokemon fact. You hear that, Richard? I hope you're in there. We will find something.
Hoffer
will still remain shirtless. moving on to the last one, Ghost Princess 1987. Headline, entertaining while working. I enjoy listening to this while working. One piece of info I had discovered is that some of the Pokefacts are actually in the Dex entries. These are some that I honestly didn't know. I'll have to add some more Pokemon to my favorite list because I love creepy Dex entries. Gengar and Binette are my favorite. Keep up the good work and looking forward to more Pokefacts. So thank you, everyone. If we read your review, hit us up, editor@comicbook.com. We will get some shirts out to you for sure.
They were all 5 out of 5 reviews.
All out of five. Five out of five stars.
I will say there's one thing I noticed that I do have a slight critique of. They all complimented Hoffer.
They really
Thank you. Well, I appreciate this.
They compliment Hoffer, and they slam on Geodude.
Well, if someone would like to throw a Vaporeon on a local home, I would really appreciate it. Hint, hint. Nudge, nudge. Now it's time for everyone's favorite parts. Why they it love is. Hoffer.
That's right. All right, Hoffer, hit us with the Pokemon fact of the week.
All right, it's October. It's that spooky time of the year, so we're going to keep our ghost-type facts coming. This week we're talking about Frostlass. You know, that is the alternative evolution of Snowrunt. You know, if normally Snowrunt evolves into, you know, Glalie, which is just a giant hard snowball with spikes. Mm-hmm. But it occasionally evolves into Frostlass. So Frostlass is an ice and ghost Pokemon, and would you like to know what creepy thing it does?
Yes, absolutely. It's yes. What I live for.
Yes.
So we've done this, like, you know, running commentary about how some Pokemon are actually human spirits.
No.
Why? Again?
Yes, Frostlass is actually the ghost of women who get lost in snowy mountain ranges. So whenever women, and it's specifically because this is a Pokemon that only evolves from female snow runs. So whenever, you know, women get lost into, you know, and die out from exposure, they apparently become Frostlass. Creepy. That's creepy fact number one. Creepy fact number two.
There's more.
So it gets worse.
It gets worse. That's just like the foundation, guys.
Uh-huh. Good. Build it up.
What does it like to decorate? What does Frostlass like to decorate her den, home, what have you? What does she decorate with?
Her frozen corpse.
Not her frozen corpse. But you're very close. Other people's frozen corpses. So she will find attractive men who are traveling through the mountains, freeze them to death, then bring them back to her den as decorations.
What? I'm honestly upset.
I was going with this. I know. This has got to be one of the freakiest ones. Like, this is like low-key freaky. Like, you know, you expect this out of, like, you know, like the, like, Binette. Like, oh yeah, it's a toy that wants to kill you. Like, okay, yeah, it looks creepy.
I don't want to go too much into your process, but how did you find this one?
Well, this one was a pretty easy one. It was basically, I was looking up ghost, you know, type Pokemon, and I was like, oh, I wonder what Frostlass is. And so, Frostlass, the reason why this is, you know, Frostlass is actually based off of a Japanese yokai called Yukiana, which is basically, you know, kind of, yeah, she's a frost spirit, and then she, you know, freezes people to death. So that's where they got this from. But freaky as hell. It's creepy.
Oh, absolutely.
The fact that they made a special evolution just for this, I'm just like a little concerned. But
yeah,
I love it.
Well,
there you go. You have a new fact for you to tell at the coffee shop today or this week or at a party or whatever, and you will be everyone's new best friend.
Mm-hmm.
By explaining.
You know, tell a story to your date while you're climbing a mountain.
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
If you liked this horribly disturbing Pokemon fact, we have 24 more. Check them out in our library. Head on over to iTunes. Listen to them. As you've heard, people in the reviews say that they once, you know, They binge the show. It doesn't matter if it, you know, the news isn't timely or whatnot. They got to get to that point, and they love it. So thank you, Christian, for that.
You're welcome. As
two
always,
more weeks left in the month, and so two more opportunities for utter horrifying new facts. I mean, we'll probably head into November with one or two terribly disturbing ones as well.
Then we'll switch over to like the Thanksgiving theme. Like I'll start doing like food or something. Like here are the terrifying things that Pokemon eat.
Blessings. Ho-oh. Ho-oh be a great happy trip.
There we go. All right. So with that, that just about does it for us today. Like I said, if you like the show, tell all your friends. If you're, you know, if you're a Pokemon Go player and you play with other Pokemon Go people in your neighborhood or whatever, tell them. If you are a trading card game player and you're going to tournaments or whatnot, tell them about the show. If your mom likes Pokemon, tell your mom, I got a great new podcast that you should listen to.
If you know Hoffer's Neighbors, tell them.
If you know Hoffer's Neighbors, they probably don't even know that this is a thing.
They do.
Oh, they there do. We go. Okay.
We're good. I was about to say, this is, I'm like, of the various things that I do, this is probably like the one that I'm the proudest of. Like, you know, like 100% the fact that we have, I have gotten to co-host a Pokemon podcast for the last 6 months has truly been one of the highlights of my year.
It's been, look, Christian has been our Pokemon guy for many years now. This is the pinnacle of his career.
Exactly. I can die happy now, probably at the hand of a ghost type Pokemon.
With that, we will catch you guys the same time, same place next week. If you want to reach us out to us on Twitter, you said you find me at Jim Biscardi.
I'm at Megan Peters CV.
And I am at Seehofer CBus.
And we'll talk to you next time, guys. Catch you later.